You're listening to the AI Ireland podcast. My name is Mark Kelly, the founder of AI Ireland. If you're new to the podcast, AI Ireland's mission is to accelerate the use of AI for the benefit of our society, our competitiveness, and everyone living in Ireland. To achieve this, we run projects of national interest, most notably the Artificial Intelligence Awards, which are occurring on the 23rd of November 2022. We wanted to contribute to a culture of sharing, cooperation, action in the Irish AI ecosystem. I'd like to say a special thank you to our sponsors and principal sponsor Microsoft for their continued support for the Artificial Intelligence Award. Hope you enjoyed the show today, and if you have any recommendations for future guests, please reach out to mark at aiawards.ie. Now on to the show. Hello everybody, it's Mark Kelly here, founder of AI Ireland. I hope you're doing really, really well. In the run-up to the AI Awards, I had the opportunity to chat with Brendan Doherty. Brendan is leading the R&D team within Allstate Northern Ireland. Brendan, great to have you on the show today.
Thank you, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Brendan, we're speaking as we've got the run-up for the AI Awards, and Allstate has been recognised within shortlisted with AI within large enterprise. Tell us a little about your journey to now, and then if we can move on to some of the work that you actually do within Allstate and the team, and then we can actually then talk a little bit about your project.
Yep, sounds good. So I would say my interest in machine learning probably started final year university. I was doing two modules. One was intelligence systems, the other one was one on robotics. I just thought it was fascinating. It seemed a bit like magic to me that you could use this data and make these predictions. And at the time, I suppose it was a hotbed for data science. It was sort of in the news. It was making a lot of waves. You had a lot of courses coming out, like Coursera. You had these guys like Andrew Ng. They were coming on and sharing all their knowledge. You had competitive data science sites like Kaggle, where companies would come along. They would share their data sets. They would let you have a crack at it, applying your algorithms. And I just thought it was brilliant. And I went away and I had a look at things that interested me from my perspective, like predicting sports outcomes. How can you use data to increase performance? It was kind of pre-AlphaGo, AlphaZero days, but I was fascinated by how computers could play chess and all this kind of thing. And that was brilliant, but I was kind of looking around. I was doing a bit of Java development at the time. Maybe I wasn't looking in the right places, but I couldn't really see any jobs in that space, especially in the north of Ireland. It wasn't like it is today, where there's hybrid working and working from home and things. So I was kind of looking around, and just by chance I spotted a job in Primerica as a data scientist. Applied, fortunate enough to get in the door. And that was a small team we were working with. It was a new team, but we worked on some really, really interesting projects. Suppose more traditional data science projects like predictive underwriting, looking at fraud. We also had done some work on chatbots, face recognition, and one of the interesting things happened there, and I suppose things kind of came full circle for me at this point, was that we ran a Kaggle competition, and at the time it was the biggest one in the world at the time on Kaggle, based on participants and prize money and things like that. And I thought to myself, well, here's a group of us guys sitting in the north of Ireland up in Donegal and Letterkenny, and we're at the cutting edge here of what we're doing. And I thought that was absolutely fantastic. And so moving on from that, we kind of looked, I've seen a job come up in Allstate. So Allstate was based in Derry at the time. For me, it was kind of closer to home, the better. So applied for that one, fortunate to get in. At the time, it was the Artificial Intelligence Center of Excellence. And a lot of the projects that we worked on were slightly different from what we worked on in Primerica. It was more around, suppose, how do you go about deploying predictive models using model ops tools? We did some partnerships with University of Ulster. How can they apply cutting edge algorithms to some of the problems we were facing? And then we looked at things like computer vision and NLP problems. And I suppose that's what brought me here today, Mark.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for that overview. That was very, very comprehensive, very authentic as well. So tell us a little bit about the application that you put forward. So it's a legal automation tool that automates the gathering of relevant data and generation of data. Can you kind of talk us through why that's a problem that needs to be solved and what's involved in that?
I'll just give you a bit of background first on Allstate's legal department, I suppose. So Allstate have legal teams across more or less every jurisdiction or state in America. And as part of any file or lawsuit, or when they're going to court, there's certain documents need to be created. So the legal automation tool that we've built is made up of two main components. One is the claims file summary tool, which at a really high level, what that does is summarizes a case that's going to trial. So you might need to gather information around what injuries happened, what medical treatment did the person get, what type of case it was. You might look at, was there any police reports, for example? And how this was usually done was like a paralegal or a lawyer would go back and look at the file notes. And these could be thousands of file notes. They might need to make calls, they say different departments, and gather all this information together and create a summary, basically, of the case. So what we were trying to really do at a high level was, how can we automate that entire process? The second piece of the legal automation toolkit is what we call legal answers. And what that does is, like, when a lawsuit comes in, maybe there's certain accusations made or allegations made, and also they'd have to reply to those allegations. So just say someone comes in and says, Mark crashed into me X, Y, and Z. Is that something that Allstate want to admit liability for, or they might want to decline it, or there's other legal terms they might want to say there's a lack of evidence, for example. So all these processes and document generation, they're required by the court a lot of the time. And they take up a lot of time for paralegals. So they're sifting through all these file notes, they're making calls, they're looking at different systems. So at a high level, what we're really trying to do is automating these processes using whatever tools we have. And one of those is machine learning.
And tell us, how much time and effort does that actually save?
Yep, that's a good question. So it all depends, right? And I suppose that was one of the big challenges that we faced, right? Because the variety of different cases you get is huge. Every state is different. Even within certain jurisdictions, there can be slight nuances as well. But we estimate that on average, each case probably takes an hour for each document. Some might be a 5-minute job, like if it was a relatively straightforward case. Sometimes it can get more complicated, where it might take a day or two of our paralegal's time to go through and create those. But if you scale that up, we're looking at 2023 probably saving over 100,000 hours per year for legal
100,000 hours. That's incredible. So that just allows people to just work on more pressing projects, higher value, I suppose, increases morale. I suppose there's numerous benefits, isn't there?
That's the way we look at it. It's not like, oh, we're saving this amount of time. This is equals however much dollars you want to calculate that as. But from talking to the legal teams, it's something that's kind of monotonous for them, right? Because they might be doing this a couple of times a week. They're doing it over and over again. It's a pain point for them. And as you say, they can be doing higher value work, whether that's preparing for court, for example. So it's freeing them up to do higher value work. And the morale thing's an important thing as well, around job satisfaction.
Yeah, because people come into work each day and they want to work on high value tasks, you know, and work where they're being kind of creative. And when you're doing that type of administration, it's taken away from that higher value activity. And then there's just a positive kind of dominoes effect of all the benefits, but also for yourself and the team, it also allows you to show, well, this is a POC that's turned into a proper project that's enabled us to grow, scale, generate return on investment, improve morale, and then give you confidence for further projects.
Yeah, for sure. I think you need to give kudos to, I suppose, the legal team as well, because I suppose the business partners we were working at the time really became knowledgeable in machine learning and AI and what it was all about. And they were able to identify these areas that it could be applied to. Sometimes sitting in the machine learning seat, sometimes it's hard to peek into the business and see where I can really work and where I can really add value. And I think that's a skill. I'll never become a lawyer, but I think they might dip their toe in machine learning at some point.
Yeah, and that's where we see it go, citizen science, you know, people coming in and getting more involved, having the ideas, and then making sure that people can to leverage it. You know, low code, no code is definitely the future. And being able to actually have proper problem definitions to work off is something that's going to be empowering for everybody. Is there anything else on the horizon, Brendan, that you're working on that you're allowed to talk about?
Like, we're doing a lot of work at the minute on not on this project, but on all our projects, specifically around things like computer vision. Maybe looking at it's all about speeding up things for the customer as well. So we have a big goal in mind where we want to try and automate all our decision points and touch points using machine learning where applicable over the next couple of years. Like, so if you're filing a claim, usually people would have to go on, they would have to type in their VIN number, they would have to type in their license plate number, but can we integrate computer vision onto our apps where we can just point and shoot, no typing in, you can just use your camera for that stuff. Other things we're looking at as well is like, we gather a lot of like telephone data. So one of the things we're doing is like, can we get that data? Can we transcribe these calls near real time? Can we then do analysis on it? So can we flag up calls where maybe a customer's being frustrated? Maybe they're having some kind of negative sentiment about a particular topic. And there's loads of ways that we can leverage that. We can leverage it near real time where we can flag something up to the agent. We could escalate the call off, or it's something we might look at after the fact. They say, if we look at all our calls, people are tend to be unhappy about, say, price, for example, might be a common one given the current climate.
Yeah, it's brilliant. And I love the way when you can bring this to different stakeholders and talk to them about what are your challenges, they can give you different ideas that maybe you mightn't have thought about, and then vice versa. Maybe you might bring different ideas to the table. And it's a really, really nice way to improve efficiency and then also impact costs for the end customer, because you're being able to actually work on problems that actually make a difference if they are solved.
Yeah.
You've been listening to the AI Ireland podcast. My name is Mark Kelly, founder of AI Ireland. In a run-up to the Artificial Intelligence Awards, which is sponsored by Microsoft, we had the opportunity to drive forward and listen to Brendan Doherty, who runs the R&D team at Allstate Northern Ireland, and he's sharing a little bit about their application, which is a legal automation tool that automates the gathering of relevant data, and some of the applications of this and how it's actually adding significant value within the team. And Brendan told us a little bit about some of the added value in terms of time saved, where it could be over 100,000 hours in some cases. Brendan, thanks very much for your time.
Perfect, Mark. Thanks for having me. All the best.
Membership of AI Ireland places your organization at the center of the fastest growing technology sector in the world today. As a member, you'll have access to a diverse and highly engaged professional community, which is committed to driving artificial intelligence forward in Ireland. Membership of AI Ireland is for any organization employing data and analytics. We offer memberships to corporate, government, and SME organizations. Interested to find out more? Contact Mark at AIAwards.ie.